Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Douglas Spittel. The New Testament reading for today is from John 11, verses 17 to 37. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have heard this confession before. Peter, when asked by Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Just a few verses later, though, Jesus tells the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day, to which Peter responds, "Far be it from you, Lord, that this should happen to you," prompting Jesus to rebuke him. So also now, Martha, when Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She confessed, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." But just a few verses later, upon arriving at Lazarus's tomb, when Jesus asks for the stone covering the tomb to be removed, Martha retorts, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Our confessions are often strained by our circumstances. Peter is impetuous. Martha is grief-stricken. Sin and its often terrifying consequences cause us to doubt, even leading us to the very edge of despair. And yet the confession remains strong. The confession of Jesus as the Christ, our hope and salvation, does not, dear friends, rely on us. Not on our intentions or sincerity, not on our faithfulness and loyalty, not on our reason or acceptance. The confession of Jesus as the Christ, our hope and salvation, rests on the object of that confession, Jesus Christ himself. For Jesus is faithful and loyal to his mission to save us from sin, death, and the devil. Jesus loves us as the good shepherd loves his sheep, laying down his life for us. Jesus remains our Christ, the Son of the living God. In our hours of grief, doubt, despair, even in the hour of death. Peter and Martha stood in the presence of Jesus and confessed him who stood before them. We are also blessed to have Jesus come to us. We are washed through holy baptism in the blood of the Lamb, being adopted without our own merit to be the children of God. We hear the voice of our good shepherd when the word is proclaimed and forgiveness is pronounced. We receive the very body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for us, for the forgiveness of our sins. We stand in the presence of Jesus, just like Peter and Martha. And the confession of his love and salvation sounds forth from the whole church, even in our most difficult times. Death and despair do not have the final word. Jesus Christ is risen. He lives and reigns to all eternity, and in him, in Jesus, is our hope and joy. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you called Boniface to be a witness and martyr in Germany, and by his labor and suffering you raised up a people for your own possession. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your church in every land, that by the service and sacrifice of many, your holy name may be glorified and your kingdom enlarged. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.